From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Latest on attack to U.S. ambassador to South Korea. Following the knife attack on the U.S. ambassador to South Korea, Seoul police are looking into the suspect's past visits to North Korea. VOA's Brian Patton reports.
South Korean police said on Friday they will likely charge Kim Ki-jong, the suspect who carried out the knife attack on the U.S. ambassador in Seoul, Mark Lippert, with attempted murder. Yoon Myung-sung, the police chief of the Jungno district where the attack occurred, said they are also investigating whether the suspect's frequent visits to North Korea are relevant to this case. Police raided his home and office Friday. If they find evidence that he supports the Kim Jong-un regime, he can be charged with breaking the state security law. He will also face charges for assaulting a foreign envoy and obstructing business operations. Brian Patton, VOA News, Seoul.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. The head of UNESCO has condemned the bulldozing of the ancient Assyrian city of Nimrud in northern Iraq by Islamic State militants, saying the deliberate destruction of cultural heritage constitutes a war crime. The militants began bulldozing Nimrud on Thursday, the latest in a series of assaults on Iraq's historical heritage. The top military commander of Syria's al-Qaeda-affiliated Nusra Front has been killed. Abu Humam al-Shami died along with several other Nusra Front members on Thursday in an attack apparently targeting a high-level meeting. State-run Syrian media report that government forces carried out the strike against the militants in Idlib province. There are no indications as to who was responsible for the killings. This